We are, Steve. Thank you very much. I hope you're staying safe as well.
Thank you so much. We are. Thank you. Okay, the Chiefs and the Texans get the report a little earlier because they play the opener. How concerning is it for players across the board that in all these months where the NFL had obviously ample opportunity to work on something, it doesn't appear like they have anything?
Well, they worked on it, and they have a plan, and they presented it to the union. They haven't been able to work it out. They've been negotiating for weeks. Just because the NFL wants to implement its plan doesn't mean the players should accept it. A lot of what the NFL wants to do is unfair. I think one of the worst things I've seen is trying to have an opt-out date of August 1st when they may not even have all the protocols settled by August 1st. And if a player opts out because he's worried about pre-existing conditions or him or family member, he can't come back for the rest of the year. I think that's preposterous. I think it's a negotiating ploy, as are many of the NFL's recommendations. I wrote 2 weeks ago, Steve, that they should push back training camp 2 or 3 weeks, wait till all this gets ironed out. Don't ask players to report with the uncertainty that's going on today because of the coronavirus. The only thing we know about the NFL right now, and they've done a great job with this, they paid a lot of money for a private company to send mobile units to the facilities. Like, there's one in the parking lot outside NRG Stadium where players and other people associated with the players get tested, get the nose swab, and then they get the results in 24 hours. So that's good. But there's so many other questions that are unanswered, from preseason, roster size, opt-out, salary cap implications, how much do you get paid if the season's canceled, how much do you get paid if half the season's canceled, what do you get paid if the owners are losing a lot of money, are the losses from COVID-19 going to be over 2 years like the owners want, or over the life of the collective bargaining agreement like the players want, which would be 11 years. They just have so many issues. Why force them to go out? I believe this. The Texans and the Chiefs, they don't care about their rookies showing up today to get COVID-19 tests. If they pass tomorrow, they'll have their physicals. Then they'll start the conditioning part of training camp. The league's more concerned, and the union, with the 28th, because that's when everybody's supposed to be in camp. There's some people still think it could be delayed.
You almost feel like the rookies and the free agents are the guinea pigs in this.
Exactly. In fact, that's the exact term I used today, that the Texans rookies are, and the Chiefs are, served as guinea pigs. Let's see, do 1 or 2 test positive? Do 10 test positive? Because let's face it, Steve, there's a lot of young guys been out there. They're not worried about the coronavirus. They give lip service to it. We see them taking pictures with no mask, no social distancing, working out together. There was an offensive line summit in Dallas recently, suburban Dallas, in which 50 linemen were there, and they weren't wearing masks, and they weren't practicing social distancing, and linemen are supposed to be smart. And yet they sure didn't look smart. So when they all show up, are they going to be 30 positive tests per team, 1 or 2? We're not going to know until they actually move ahead.
Well, look, you and I both know young people have more of a sense of immortality than you and I do, maybe. I don't know.
I used to feel like I was invincible, and I know you did too. So I think today they think, okay, forget it. I'll do what it takes to get over it, and then I'll get back to work.
Yeah, no, exactly right. That's exactly right. That's right. You and I used to think that, too, along the way. When the big stars, in this case Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, along with others, I saw Russell Wilson's tweet. What does that do to put pressure on the league? Because when you do something on Twitter, it is public.
I don't think that had squat to do with what's going
there
on in negotiations.
Okay.
They decided to do that. It was more for fans and media to let them know that they care enough to do that. Drew Brees was another one. But everything's going on behind the scenes. The owners are having another conference call right now as we speak to be brought up to date. I believe this, Steve. I believe they're going to get it worked out. And then, just like in the NBA and Major League Baseball, they're not going to know how many people are going to test positive till they go in and get the test. That's the next step. Go in, take the test, see what happens 24 hours later. Hope, unlike baseball, they're not delays. I know the Astros, one time the whole team had to knock off a practice because they didn't get the results back quick enough. Two or three other times, star players had to stay out of practice because they didn't get their results back quick enough. Hopefully, the NFL has worked out the kind of trial and error that baseball and basketball have gone through, and that at least they can get past that part. But what they need to know, and this is terrible, this is why they need to play a preseason game. Put all the backups out there. See how many test positive. Keep the star players out.
Yep.
If only two or three of them test positive, that bodes well for the start of regular season. If 10 test positive, then that's scary for the start of regular season. And after they actually play a game in which they bleed and they sweat and they spit on each other, how many are going to test positive after that? And then all those people they've been around, do they get quarantined as well? That's what we need to see. What are the results from a football game? And if you wait till regular season to find out, it could be catastrophic for the next month.
See, that's why I would put the opt-out at like the Monday after the preseason game. That's when I put the opt-out.
Well, I think if you're opting out, and I don't think many will, football careers are shorter. They don't make as much money. They don't get as much guaranteed money. And plus, they know if they opt out, it's going to be held against them. Nobody will ever admit that. And I do think this: if you opt out, you ought to be able to come back. You know what happens if they stick to the August 1st deadline and you opt out, and then December 1st there's a vaccine and you could come back and play down the stretch and in the playoffs. That wouldn't be fair for somebody backing out because they're worried about a pre-existing condition, or for their family, and then be told, no, you can't come back when there's a vaccine this season. There's got to be some flexibility. Steve, it's just like in college football. To be Division I, you got to play a certain number of sports. The NCAA has to relax that rule because there's a lot of schools, if they don't play football, they're going to have to cut some sports, even if it's just temporarily.
That's right.
And the NCAA cannot hold them to that same standard. It would be grossly unfair.
Today, Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey said that no fans at Jets, Giants games, Rutgers football games. Has Governor Greg Abbott of Texas issued any edict on the possibility of fans at games if they are played?
Let me say this about our governor. He's the last person I listen to. I listen to the medical experts, not the politicians who are going to tell you what you want to hear or whatever's most favorable for them. He opened our state back up sooner than all the experts told him to, said you're making a mistake. He did. Now we have set records for positive tests and deaths almost every day. So he has told them, you can have half a stadium. He's basically told them, leaving it up to them. I do not believe anytime soon we will see any fans in the stands at any of these games because of the risk, and because we've seen what happens when governors open their states back and people act like, oh, the virus is gone, and then you have it worse than ever. And I think if you start letting fans go to football games, you're asking for trouble. But I do believe they'll play because they can at least get the TV money.
Yeah. What about your ability, John, to cover it? I mean, I know nobody has said anything to me yet or to Jack Ham yet about, you know, Penn State football. I mean, they haven't said anything to us yet about that. What have they said to you about covering it?
The NFL policy is 10 media people per team will be able to watch practice, and they'll be able to go into the stadium, like up in the press box, to work right afterwards instead of going home. And the reason is today everybody's got to get it online immediately. And I like that because the press box is huge and we can spread out. And we have to undergo regular testing, even though we can't get close to the players, can't interview them anywhere, but on Zooms afterward. We're still going to get tested, and I like that. And then there's going to be another group of probably 10 to 15 who will be able to go there, but they will not be able to go into the stadium, and they will not be able to get close to the practice feel. And as far as a game, like the Kansas City Chiefs, Texans open that first game, the press box at Arrowhead is huge. But if you're going to be 6 feet away from somebody, it shrinks. Because we're going to have protests, because we're not going to have fans, it's still going to be something you got to cover because of the atmosphere, to write about the unprecedented atmosphere. And so I would suspect I'll be at all the games, but it seems like I could save the Chronicle a lot of money, Steve, if I stayed home, watched it on TV, and then did the Zoom interviews afterward like I would do at the stadium.
All right. I know the Minnesota Vikings have a huge facility up at Eden Prairie, huge locker room facility there and so forth, huge weight room facility, which gives them the ability to space players out. What is the Texans set up in Houston? How big is that facility, and can it be made conducive to allow them to have that critical space they need?
Well, training camp roster is supposed to be 90. They're talking, the league wants 80. And even if you put them all 6 feet apart, every other locker's not 6 feet apart. I don't care what they say, they're not. Texans are going to have to set up temporaries, even though they have a big locker room. And, you know, there's limits on how many can go in the shower. There's limits on how many can be in the facility, how many can be on the practice field at the same time. All that's to be negotiated. I like what a lot of baseball teams have done. They're using the concourse at their stadium, which is plenty big to spread out instead of trying to use office space or locker rooms that they ordinarily use.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Nobody's in the concourse anyway.
Exactly. So, might as well use it for something. Now, if they tried that here, it'd be fine if the roof was closed. But, boy, in Texas and anywhere in the South, you open those roofs and you put people out in the heat, they're going to be miserable.
Yeah, they will be miserable. John, most important part to us is you're safe and sound. Always enjoy your work. Great respect for it. Thank you so much.
Steve, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much. Stay safe.